Hello, this is Brian McLean, and welcome to Our Story with God. This is episode 20, Jesus as Creator. Now, we're going to look at several of the aspects of Jesus and how the Old Testament has started telling his story before he even came onto the stage. Because remember, the entire Bible is pointing to Jesus. He is the main character. All the stories, all the lessons, all the prophecies, they all point to him. Now, the four Gospels all take time to relate back the Old Testament stories to who Jesus actually is. In this particular lesson, we're going to be looking at the book of John. The book of John actually begins by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." That's the first three verses of the book of John. So as you're reading through not only the book of John, but all of the Gospels, start to recognize that the Old Testament was telling the story, and everything that Jesus was and everything that Jesus said and everything that Jesus did should have seemed something like deja vu to those who were around him who had learned the lessons of the Old Testament, because how he lived and how he taught and the things that he did completed everything that had been written about him before. So in the book of John, when God is describing the Word was with God and the Word was God, in verse 14, John states that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then he introduces us to Jesus. So he's making it very clear that God created the universe through the words he spoke. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, and God said, "Let there be light." God said, "Let there be land." God said all these things. So God is speaking through his Word. And who is Jesus Christ? He is the Word of God made into a human being. Now, wait a minute, you might be saying, didn't Jesus start to exist after Gabriel told Mary that she's about to have a baby? According to the Bible, no, because Jesus existed before Mary. Jesus existed before Israel. Jesus existed before the earth because he was present with God. He was with God because he was God, John 1:1. So all that happened when Jesus was born is that he became part of humanity. That's what this word incarnate means, which means in the flesh. So not only was Jesus the creator of all things, but he was also the creator of life itself. If you look at the ministry of Jesus, you see that he is frequently encountering bondage, sickness, and death. And these are three things that really are opposite of Jesus' character. They are exactly what Jesus is not. And so God breathed life into mankind. Jesus is showing that he can provide life. He gave this to the daughter of Jairus. He gave this to Lazarus by bringing them back to life. And eventually, he came back to life himself after he had died. And that is Easter for us. See, Paul had written that the sting of death is sin, and that the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Corinthians. So Paul wrote that Jesus has given us the victory over sin and death and the law. And so death, representing everything that Jesus wasn't, caused Jesus to consistently claim victory over death. So if you remember that word pecado that we've been talking about at various times, the Portuguese word for sin, if that's what keeps us away from God, and it is, then Jesus, his whole purpose is to restore the relationship. And he did. He proclaimed, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He himself is the life. And everything that is opposed to that, death, is what he is going to defeat. And he's going to claim victory over. And so through Jesus, we have victory, not only, you know, physical, but also eternal in the essence of life that he is. If you read the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, you will see he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together. So Jesus has a very special place, not only being the one who predates all of matter in creation, but also predates life. And because he predates life and he provides life, he is the one who can then give us life. So take a moment and study the word. Look up 1 Corinthians 8:6, and you will read that the Father is both the from and the for of creation. The Son is the through. So according to the Bible, God is why we exist, and Jesus is how we exist. So taking everything into account that you've heard here, that Jesus is the creator, and that he is not only the creator of things, creation, but he is also the creator of life. And knowing that he was exhibiting his power and victory over death by saving people from their sickness and death, as he did on numerous occasions, then saving himself from death through the resurrection, and then promising to give us life through that covenant that he reestablished, through that relationship that he reconnected between us and God. How does that change how you think about death? I'd love to hear your comments. Thank you for listening.